Deuteronomy chapter 31. And Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old this day, 2552 2552 AH 1490 BC. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord Jehovah has said to me, You shall not go over this Jordan River. The Lord Jehovah, your God, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before you, as the Lord Jehovah has said. And the Lord Jehovah shall do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and to their land, whom he destroyed. And the Lord Jehovah shall give them up before your face, that you may do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage, do not fear, nor be afraid of them, because the Lord Jehovah, your God, it is he who goes with you, he will not fail you, nor forsake you. And Moses called to Joshua, and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage. Because you must go with this people to the land which the Lord Jehovah has sworn to their forefathers to give them. And you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord Jehovah is he who goes before you, he will be with you, he will not fail you, nor forsake you, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it to the priests the sons of Levi, who carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel has come to appear before the Lord Jehovah, your God in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men, and women, and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear, revere the Lord Jehovah, your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, and learn to fear the Lord Jehovah, your God, as long as you live in the land where you go over the Jordan River to possess it. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Look, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord Jehovah appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Look, you shall sleep with your fathers. And this people will rise up, and go prostituting after the gods of the strangers of the land, where they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them. So that they will say in that day, Have not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evils which they have done, in that they are turned to other gods. Now therefore write this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel, put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. Because when I shall have brought them into the land which I swore to their forefathers, that flows with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves, and grown fat, then they will turn to other gods, and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. Because it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their descendants, because I know their imagination which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swore. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day, and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge, and said, Be strong and of a good courage. Because you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah, your God, that it may be there for a witness against you. Because I know your rebellion, and your stubbornness, indeed. While I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord Jehovah. And how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record witness against them. Because I know that after my death you will completely corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will come upon you in the latter days. Because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spoke in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song, until they were ended.